Redo Experience. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Naina Redo Experience. I am answering questions from yesterday's Naina's Monday Ask Me Anything series on my Instagram stories. Let's start with the first question. Why don't you paint cake bases or serverware? Your brooches are beautiful, but I can't pull them off. They don't suit me. My answer: thank you. Each brooch is a painting, signed, dated, accompanied with a certificate of authenticity. My original thought was to create mini paintings that people who appreciate art could actually wear. We tend to appreciate art hanging on walls, and I've often caught myself thinking, oh, how I'd love to wear something like that. I accept client commissions and I'm happy to paint on any surface. If you would like a cake stand painted, happy to give you a quote. So my brooches were always art. Like I said, that was the idea behind creating smaller pieces, which would also be wearable, which is why I use the hashtag wearable art all over the place and all the time. I'm not opposed to painting on surfaces, whether it's a cake stand, whether it's a book, whether it's a cap or a jacket. I'm open to commissions, but the idea is that because I don't want to create too many pieces which will just lay around if, you know, people don't really want them. So even with my caps, I painted one, it sold. I painted another, it is available to buy on the shop. And I might paint a few more over a, you know, few months, etc. But I am not planning to paint 10 cake stands and keep them in my shop. And what if none of them sells? So, because it's just me and I'm not doing any mass production, each piece is meant to be a work of art, for example. So that is the reason I don't paint this stuff at the outset. But commissions, anything, I'm happy to paint any surface at all. All right, next question. Regarding your masks, what about the paint smell? Doesn't it last long? Okay, so just to give you a background, I am in the process of painting face masks. It's a series that I will be releasing on my store and they will be available to buy, most probably only in a medium size. I am getting them hand-stitched at my friend's brand called Pure Ghee Designs. And Aditi and I are currently in the process of sampling and seeing what fabrics are working, whether a 3-ply will work better or a 4-layered mask will work better, what is the paint going to stay better on, how many times can we wash it, is there a problem, etc., etc. So that is where the question is coming from, where they want to know whether the paint smell lasts and etc. So this was my answer. Thank you so much for the mask question. You are right. There is a distinct smell that the paint creates when it interacts with fabric. Thankfully, after a couple of washes, it goes away entirely. Before packing and shipping my masks, I wash them once. It is advisable that customers wash the mask on receipt as well. So what happens is that before Aditi stitches the masks, the fabric is washed. So there is one pre-wash. Then when the stitching is done and I receive the mask, then I do one wash before painting. Then I paint the masks, dry them out, iron them, etc. And then once, the painting is done, then I iron them once more. And then I wash them before I send them to a person who has ordered the mask. So it's already been washed thrice. After it is painted, it has been washed once. If you wash it maybe one or two more times, or if, even if you wear it for 3-4 days and air it, the paint smell disappears. So you don't need to, it's not going to be there in your nostrils all the time. So there is that. Right. By the way, if you would like to get on a pre-launch discount, I am doing a 500 rupee discount on the masks during pre-launch. Then you should go to mask.naina.co, sign up to my newsletter, and that is where I will be sharing the pre-launch codes before the masks are made available to the public to buy whatever they want, etc. So my newsletter, as always, gets first dibs. You can go to mask.naina.co and sign up there. All right, next question. I see Naina always smiling, confident and creative. What is the secret? Don't you have low days? My answer: oh, of course I have low days, like every other human being. You see me always smiling because I only post content where I'm smiling. In general, I am a full-on enthu cutlet, so I'm like that in real life also. I try not to post sad, angry stuff too much because that is not the vibe I'm trying to spread. There is a lot that I don't post about. There is no secret. It is just that I have so many things that I want to do that I don't have time to feel sorry for myself most of the time. Of course, I have times where I do feel sorry for myself, or I'm feeling down in the dumps, or I launch a product and it doesn't sell, or I launch a product and it sells and it's like, oh my God, yay, I'm amazing. And then I'm like, oh my God, that did sell. Am I like, do I suck? Like, nobody wants to buy my stuff. Same, it's the same for everybody. We all have the same shit going on in our heads. So, no, but when I'm talking to you, why the hell should I be like, oh my God? I'll be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? It's not a put on, but this is how I talk to my friends. Why will I mean, yeah, so that's how I talk to you guys. This is how it is. I'm not going to put up. I mean, I remember we'd gone to a Bryan Adams concert. It was the first time I'd gone. And I was so happy. I was fucking crying. And I made a selfie video while I did that. And I posted it online. And the kind of comments I got were ridiculous. People were like, oh, nice actor. And I'm like, what? So, online, generally, I mean, I don't want to spread like a negative vibe that, oh my God, I'm feeling down in the dumps, so I should make everyone else feel down in the dumps. That is actually my main reasoning. And of course, you really don't see most of my life online. I don't post so much. I mean, I do my work, I take photographs, I write about stuff, I do workshops, etc. But I don't post my day-to-day private life. There is so much that you guys have no idea about, and that's fine. I have a private life. So yeah, I mean, we all feel sad, yeah? Come on. All right, next question. What are your thoughts about courses on Udemy? Have you tried any? My answer, I have looked at more than a few platforms similar to Udemy, and I find that if there is a very specific skill that one wants to learn, then there are many courses available. For example, if one wants to learn how to use the Facebook Ads Manager, but if you want to learn how to create a content plan for your brand, then it's a lot harder to find a quality course on any of these platforms. And the problem has been compounded now because of everyone and their auntie launching their own course. Just because it is cheap doesn't mean you should buy it. I spend more time looking for a quality course and actually doing the course. There is a lot of nonsense content out there these days, and it can be hard to identify just from the marketing of the course. So yeah, I mean, if there's a place where people have reviewed it, I will first search for reviews and what did they actually learn, etc. Because there's a lot of nonsense going on, you know, people just passing away one PDF file they'll give you and they'll be like, okay, this is the course. Or it's a set of 5 pre-recorded 10-minute videos which don't really tell you anything. And a lot of advice is useful when it is customized to, you know, your particular requirements. Again, that's what I think. And I have tried out a lot of digital courses, especially during the pandemic, because as we all are, you know, looking at new things to learn. But I honestly haven't found any good stuff online. Maybe that's just me. All right, next question. How important is investing in paid ads to boost your social media posts? Do you recommend? My answer, not to boost social media posts, I do not recommend. Create an ad and use the Facebook Ads Manager to distribute it. Boosting an existing social media post is usually an afterthought, which means that you are wasting money. If the existing social media post is already selling something, then boosting could bring more eyeballs and maybe sales. But if it's a generic post, then a paid boost is a waste in my opinion. Really depends on your goal. Hashtag goal kya hai? I think that answer is pretty evident, but ads can be helpful if you're actually selling something. But just, you know, for example, when a blogger will post like, oh, like beautiful hotel I stayed at, and then they boost it. Point kya hai? Why are you boosting that post? You want more people to see the hotel, so you're doing indirect advertising for the hotel? Or are you trying to say that... So don't say it indirectly then, say it clearly. Oh yes, I worked with this brand and, you know, these are the amazing photographs I took, and this is what, you know, the post is about, and I'm open to taking on more brands. So reach out to me on this email ID, for example. That, yeah, maybe, because you're selling something. But if it's just a generic photograph of some shit, then what's the point of boosting that? I really don't see that, again, in my opinion. Last question. Do bloggers support small startup brands by putting stories in exchange for products? So I'm assuming they mean Instagram stories. This was my answer. It would depend on the blogger. Ask. The best way to work with bloggers is to build a relationship with them over time. See if there is a brand fit in the first place. Generally, if you, as a complete stranger, when I've not interacted with the brand previously, reached out to me asking for a barter, I will always say no thank you. But if we worked on paid assignments and we have built a relationship over months or years, I will be happy to sometimes post in my Instagram stories for free. if a startup doesn't have money to pay me for my work, how is that my obligation to support them? That's how I work. Each blogger is different. So that's the end of the AMA for this week. Remember, every Monday I do an Ask Me Anything series on my Instagram stories. You can come from any platform. Even if you're not following me, you can ask me a question related to my workshops. You can ask me questions related to brand building, how online content creation works, photography, personal questions, whatever. Of course, I will choose to answer the ones that I want to answer, which I think my audience also might want to know about. And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for watching, listening, whatever platform you're looking at this on. Thanks. Bye.